Blog Talk Radio.
Open the casket, box on the rocks, but Jesus came and it came, my soul and it came and it broke some chains and it locked and it took me under his wing. Now his praises I will sing. Now I take not to my understanding, but on him I lean, on what I mean. Oh, let me fill you in, bro. Didn't know what I was in for, but the Bible was my info. This ain't easy, oh no, no, but that's my fault, cause I said I go. And I ain't gonna meet to the places that we all know Popo don't go. Now I'm running head first, no falling. Demolition Derby, Herbie, what they call me. And I pray to take the pride and the lust away, but I ain't see it, but it taught me.
Hold on, DJ. Scratch on your ones and twos. And y'all know we about to run that back, man. Shouts out to the homie G Status for this song, Transparent. You're tuned into when hip-hop meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. We cranking it up. Today's topic, praise Jesus. Open the casket, box on the rocks, but Jesus came and it saved my soul and he came and it broke some chains and it locked and it took me under his wing. Now his praises I will sing. Now I take not to my understanding, but on him I lean, on what I mean. Oh, let me fill you in, bro. Didn't know what I was in for, but the Bible was my info. This ain't easy, oh no, no, but that's my fault, cause I said I go. And I ain't gonna meet to the places that we all know Popo don't go. Now I'm running head first, no falling. Demolition Derby, Herbie, what they call me. And I pray to take the pride and the lust away, but I ain't see it, but it taught me how to trust the day. Liquor, lies, weed and deceitfulness, fornicate, cursing, bona fide evilness. Uh-oh, I can feel folks staring. Pardon me as I get transparent. Parent. I said it pulled me out of hell. Cussing when I say that deal, I said it pulled me out of hell. Yeah, and you can trust me when I say that deal. This is me being transparent. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, what's happening? We up in here. What's happening? You're now tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. Today's topic is praise Jesus. Today's topic, praise Jesus. Not to be confused with this praise Jesus stuff that Kanye West got going on. You know what I mean? Not to get confused with this the Illuminati stuff or this, you know, Satanism. Satanism is the real word for that Illuminati stuff. Satanism. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we do tear them principalities that's in high places up. You know what I'm saying? We fight against the devil. That's God's enemy. That's the enemy of the whole entire human race. Today's topic, praise Jesus. Before we jump into it, let's go ahead and open up a prayer. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you for giving us another opportunity to come before you and your people, Father. Pray that you would just come in, take over the broadcast, lead us, lead our hearts, minds. I pray that you would water the seed that we'll be planting on today, Father, and let it produce a great harvest in your kingdom, Father. And please send more laborers into your harvest, Father. Let your will continue to be done. Bless every one that tunes in today. Touch every heart, Father. And let us apply everything that you will have us to apply to our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. We now decrease so that you may increase in us. You get the glory from this broadcast. And please be pleased with our praise. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. And I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus against all evil. Thank you, Father, as we continue to go before you. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, we up in here, man. Today's topic, praise Jesus. Like I said, not to be confused with this praise Jesus, you know, Kanye, with all this foolishness. Not to be confused with that. Now, we praise Jesus for real. You know what I'm talking about? We praise God through Jesus and you know, we praise God through Jesus, and they are one. God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, they are one. They have one God, you know what I mean? So we exalt Christ as well. You know what I'm talking about? And that's for real. We exalt Jesus to Christ up in this thing, you know what I'm saying? So you're going to tune in today. We don't know what they talking about over there with that foolishness. You know what I'm saying? We really glorify the Christ Jesus over here, though. You know what I mean? Get your glory, Lord. And y'all know we got a bunch of scriptures, man. We got Psalms 111, Psalms 112, John 14, 23 through 24, and then 26 through 28. Then we got John 15, 1 through 17. I don't know if we'll be able to get all those scriptures today, but we're going to get as much as God wants us to get, man. We're going to go how the Spirit lead. Like I said, man, this praise Jesus, this is the real thing here. This ain't no that praise Jesus, this fake, that Illuminati, another word for Illuminati, you know what I'm saying, it's Satanism. You know what I'm saying? Forget all that beautifying and putting all this other stuff on top of that. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make it seem like it's something else. We're going to call it what it is. You know what I'm saying? Satanism. You know what I mean? That's the total of what this thing is. So we're going to praise Jesus over here, though, man. Before we jump into this thing, man, let me bring my other host in this mug, man. Young G, as long as God give it to me. What it is, King.
Hey, I'm going to give it back to you. That's how it's supposed to be. They look at me and say your man ain't sent by God. Keep them haters on their job like they supposed to be. What's going on, world? What's happening, God's people, man? You already know what it is. This your homie, Young Genesis, man. God used me to educate, so I speak. Absolutely truth, absolutely power, absolutely straightforward, direct, giving God glory, praising Jesus, Jehovah, Jireh, our provider. You understand that? King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Prince of Peace. You understand that? We're talking about the real Holy One. And absolutely correct, man. All this direct blasphemy that's going on in society, you're absolutely right. That's exactly what it is. It's Satanism, man. And we, as the believers, ought to have the courage to stand up. Because put it like this, they stand up for everybody else's right.
Mm-hmm.
They stand up for the wrong. You know, they stand up for the wrong that they consider legally right when in truth and all honesty is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But they stand up to make it legal in there and they legalize that. And you can't, they say we have freedom of speech. However, I noticed that there's only certain issues that you have freedom of speech on, or there's only certain liberties
right.
that you have freedom of speech on. Because you don't have freedom to speak the truth, but you have freedom to speak blasphemy.
Right.
You don't have freedom to speak God's holy word wherever you go, but you have freedom to worship ghouls and goblins and demons, and you got freedom
right.
to worship gold chains and gods made of silver and platinum and gold, and you have freedom to introduce kids that's, you know, in their purest state, you have freedom to introduce them to sex and drugs legally now. These are some of those wrongs that's legally made right. You have freedom to speak on that. And you have freedom to file false accusations and prosecute the innocent and to punish the right. But you don't have freedom to stand up for justice. You don't have freedom to stand up for your God-given right and authority, but you have freedom to directly attack and offend the kingdom of heaven in a Satanist, blasphemous way, you know? So I'm with you, homie. We're praising Jesus over here, man. You know, this is homie, man. Man, case you want to know who said that, man. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ, so we come through to get your mind right. You understand that? And what makes us qualified? Nah, man, it ain't degrees. Nah, man, it ain't 500,000 felonies. But what I tell you, man, like Peter say, what we do have are these words that we give you indeed. Can you dig it? Okay, then. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. For sure, man. Like I said, man, praising Jesus, man. And that's all, you know, to boil down all this Illuminati stuff and make it plain and simple, man. You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to beautify it and make it, you know what I'm saying, something part of our everyday language. Call it Satanism. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. My sister said she was, you know, she was kind of skeptical about it at first. Then she said God led her to start, you know what I'm saying, looking more into it and open her eyes. And she said that God told her, man, hey, forget calling it the Illuminati. You know what I mean? Call it for what it is. It's that Satanism. Because this stuff been around, man, even when we was little kids. You know what I'm talking about? So God is great, man. So we praising Jesus over this way, man. Screw Satan. We ain't scared of him, you know what I'm saying? We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We know who the enemy is, and we going to get that nigga. Believe that. We'll be right back. This one, Hip Hop Meets the Christ.
Yahshua Shalom Elohim. Stony Stone, fellow sheep by the Elohim. Beginning of the Pentateuch. God, people spoke in Hebrew. Feeling pain when she ate from the tree. Now we working every day, sweat dropped to our feet. Abram lied to the king to escape, that was his process. Proof his face, killed the lamb, changed his name to Abraham. Feel his pain, let my people go. That's what Yahweh told Moses, tell Pharaoh. Release black people scrolling through the Red Sea. Now you're free and grateful all the time, yeah, that's how we acting. Feel his pain, he would show the king. David's eyes got him in trouble, that's what the babe with eye bubbles. Want to hit her hair straight like silk. Gotta break me now, you want a husband, pay for the milk. Yeah, feel his pain, let me rewind for a minute. The book of Joshua, aching one slick for a minute. God told him leave everything when they stormed Jericho. God the Father killed his generation, sin had to go.
I'm tired of people going around disrespecting his name. Acting like they're so cool, but they really lame. If you're not serving Jesus Christ, then you must be insane. Maybe it's a help, I'ma make you feel his pain. I'm tired of people going around disrespecting his name. Acting like they're so cool, but they really lame. If you're not serving Jesus Christ, then you must be insane. Maybe it's a help, I'ma make you feel his pain. He died on the cross, just for you and me. Nails in his hand and nails all through his feet. He went through a living hell just to set us free. And now you're telling me that you ain't down with G.O.D. They pissed him in the side, put thorns through his head. With them 39 times, I watched his blood shed. Little did they know that he would rise from the dead. And after all he's done, he still showed disrespect. He gave his own life so that we could have life. Who else do you know would make that type of a sacrifice? The type of punishment he endured is hard to explain. But I'ma do my best to make the haters feel his pain. They made him an outcast, something like the Grinch. And crucified him even though he was innocent. The two words that describe what he did for us ain't nothing but unconditional love. I'm tired of people going around disrespecting his name. Acting like they're so cool, but they really lame. If you're not serving Jesus Christ, then you must be insane. Maybe it's a help, I'ma make you feel his pain. I'm tired of people going around disrespecting his name. Acting like they're so cool, but you're really lame. If you're not serving Jesus Christ, then you must be insane. Maybe this will help. I'ma make you feel his pain.
Jesus, walk with me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. We talking about the real one.
Hey, I'm gonna make you feel his pain. And that was funny, man. That was funny. That was very ironic, man, that you would just say that. Jesus walked with me, because I was just thinking about that in my mind. I was like, man, wow, it's amazing how people can go from saying, you know, that Christ walked with me to saying I'm Christ.
Right. With the easy.
That'll catch y'all next week. That'll catch y'all next week.
Right.
I mean, in other words, I don't know how you can go from, you know, when old hell breaks loose, you know, we as people, we go from saying, oh, man, we need God. Oh, Lord, help me. Oh, Jesus. You know what I mean? That's the first thing coming out of our mouth. But then as soon as we get to a place of oneself, so to speak, we feel like, oh, well, I am he. And it's,
right.
And God said to Moses that he would always be known as, from now until forever, I am.
That's
so
right.
If he am, then he can't be, because it ain't. It can't be two, and then that means we, and he never said
right.
we. He said, I am. He didn't say we am,
that's right.
we are. He said, I
that's
am.
That's right.
Tell him,
and
I am.
Choosing to do his will. That's right.
Yeah.
Doing his will,
yeah.
man. We're not coming to do
oh.
what we want to do. You know what I'm saying? We ain't coming
oh.
to do, I do,
yeah.
do our will. You know what I'm saying? We coming
yeah.
to do his will.
Yeah.
That's why we talking about praising Christ, man. So that's ridiculous that people can't go from that way. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't never want to believe in this Satanism, or well, you ain't got to believe in it, but if you don't want to believe that it's real, you know what I'm saying? You can see that difference right there. At first,
look
you know,
around.
They say
yep.
that I couldn't make this, make a song about Jesus. If it take away from my ends, I hope it take away from my sins. You know what I'm saying? Now it's praise Jesus, and you making a mockery of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Yeah, we talking about you, Kanye. You know what I'm saying? Because you the one sided up with the enemy. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we going to attack your enemy, you know what I'm saying? Your father's head, which is Satan, you know what I'm saying? So we praising Jesus for real, man. I don't know what that praise Jesus stuff be about, homeboy. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't studying it. We praising Christ. You know what I'm saying? God
yeah.
said, Christ said, you can blaspheme me all day long. You can blaspheme
yeah.
God, but you cannot blaspheme this Holy Spirit. So you hit this Holy Fire.
Holy Spirit.
You know what I'm saying? You'll never be forgiven for that. Right. You know what I'm talking
fire.
About?
You know what I'm saying? You know, we got, oh, man, dude, we got, oh, man, it's just so much, man, that we can speak about. But it reminds me of the people of Egypt, man, you know. I mean, the people of Israel, when we was in bondage, they was in bondage in Egypt. And, you know, their prayer, their sincere and their earnest prayer was, God, set us free. You know, so he sent Moses, man. He sent a man with whether it was a speech impediment or a stuttering problem or whatever people can say and diagnose him as having. But in other words, he couldn't articulate sentences as well as the average man or the smartest man, so to speak.
Right.
So God sent that because he used the foolish thing to conform the wise. He used the ones who in a position to where God can get the glory, who's not in a position to say, it was my degrees that did this, it was my wealth that did this, it was my fame and fortune that did this, it was my own strength and my own might, but it was God likes to use, he specializes in using those of us that says, hey, I don't know why he chose to use me, but he did, because realistically,
that's right.
Myself, everybody that sees these things that he's doing through me, like Christ said, if you don't believe me, believe the works. You understand that? You seeing with your own eyes what Father God is doing, you know, and he sits high and he looks low and he hears all things. But we gonna tell you like this, you know, there is direct judgment because a father chastens the one, the son he loves. He corrects him, he punishes him, he disciplines him in an effort to raise him in love, to build character and integrity in that son. So, you know, to all these who's wrapped up in this Satanism, we're here to let you know, I am sent us, and I am sent
that's
us
right.
to tell you that he was, he is, and he always will be. So there's still room in the kingdom for you, too. All you got to do is have a repentant heart, because, see, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, according to
in Christ.
One in it. And what we have come to know that, you know, God is a merciful God. He's a loving God. So, you know, all you got to do is reach out your heart to him. So, you know, it's up to you. Will you choose to continue to deny his almighty power and or continue to try and manipulate and duplicate his majesty, or so to speak?
Mm-hmm.
The source is yours. Because at the name
yeah.
of Jesus, every knee going to bow and every tongue going to confess, you know, because we praising Jesus over here.
Jesus.
We're talking about
all right.
the
all right.
anointed one, Jesus the Christ. You understand what I'm saying? Christos, the anointed one. That's who we're praising. That's who we're giving glory, because he was God in the form of man. So we're not giving form to the son of the man, but we're giving glory and praise to the father of the man, because Jesus always let it be known out of his mouth, don't praise me, praise my father, because it was I am that sent me to.
Mm-hmm. And see God, you know, he ain't selfish with his glory, so he chose to make Jesus' name above every name on the earth. You know what I'm talking about?
Man.
He can do what he want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
He chose to share his glory. You know what I'm saying? We praise God through Jesus. You know what I'm saying? They are one, so we exalt him too. Believe that. You know what I'm saying? This is when hip hop meets the Christ. Everybody want to get a, you know, everybody want to say God. You know what I'm saying? Nobody don't want to say nothing about Jesus. They want to let you say God on TV, but don't want you. You can't say Jesus. If you say Jesus, say it in a jokingly way. That's what they say.
You know, we got freedom of speech, but we can't say Jesus in schools. Freedom
right.
of speech, though.
Right, true.
But we can't speak out on the truth on how God feels about homosexuality and lesbianism
mm-hmm.
and the abominations
mm-hmm.
of the body. Oh, immorality, mm-hmm. sexual immorality. We can't speak about that, man. You know what I mean? We can't
right.
talk like that,
right.
man. What?
Hey, man, like we see it, man, like the old folks used to talk to them demons, man, bulldogs and sisters and faggots. I ain't calling it no lesbianism or none of that other stuff. No more. We're calling it bulldogs, sisters, and faggots. We talking to the demons inside these folk. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, I'm sick of it. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, they going hard for Satan. We finna go harder for Christ. You know what I'm talking about? This is that fire, man.
Mm-hmm.
This is that real fire. You know what I'm saying? That's why the devil fire can't burn us, because we got the Holy Ghost fire, man. I keep trying to tell these the Satan. You know what I'm saying? We praising. Praising Jesus, man. You know what I'm saying? Praising God. Christ was about his Father's business. He pointed, Genesis is absolutely right. He always pointed to God. Jesus always pointed to God. But God is the one that said it's okay to praise Christ as well. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, he shared. It's his good pleasure to give us the kingdom anyway.
Absolutely.
Our folks selling out their soul for they got no for fortune and fame. You know what I'm saying? Jesus,
man,
I mean, the spirit took
fortune and fame. Temporary fortune and fame. Come
right.
on, man.
See, look, check it out, bro. The spirit took Jesus up into the wilderness, and then Satan showed Jesus the king, all the kingdoms of the world and their glory, bro, in a moment of time. He showed that to Jesus now. So when he offered these folks fortune and fame or everybody screaming your name and then a $1 billion contract, come on, man. He showed Jesus the Christ all the kingdoms of the world, and Jesus told him, get out my face because I'm going to serve God. You see what I'm saying? This is the same enemy that got angels to turn their back on God. So you know he coming out here at humans hard like that. But we over here representing when hip-hop meets the Christ, and we about to jump into these scriptures, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and jump into these scriptures. Like Genesis said, we can go all the way. We'll talk up the whole broadcast about this stuff. You know what I'm saying? But we here and tell you how to combat it, though. We ain't just coming over here complaining about no Satanism and not knowing how to combat it. We telling you how to combat this thing by getting on Christ's side. You know what I'm saying? We more than conquerors through Jesus the Christ. You know what I'm saying? No, we could not face Satan on our own. You know what I'm saying? But with the Christ in us.
But
that's who Satan got to buy
out. I can
out
do
too.
All things through Christ. Yeah, we
that's
can do
right.
all things through Christ with strength in us. You understand what I'm saying? So I can't do all things through the strength of Genesis or Demont, whatever you want to call me. I can't do all things through me. I can't do a darn thing through me, to be perfectly 100%
mm-hmm.
honest with you. But it is not me. It is the Christ that's in me that gives me the strength. It ain't even my righteousness, because I ain't got no righteousness. I'm just as wrong can get, the wrong been since wrong was. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
But it's what Christ does. You understand what I'm saying? That stands up and rises up in the remnant of the few of us that's left out here, because every significant move of God took place with just a small remnant. Like he said, many are called, are chosen. So, as Oasis said, man, we praying, man, that God stir up more hearts, man, and we go out here and grab this harvest, because in reality, man, our kids are being manipulated. They're being brainwashed, man. You know, they're praising artists. They're praising entertainers, and they're praising actors and actresses, and they're praising things, and they're worshiping people, and they're worshiping their pastors, and they're worshiping their jobs, and we're worshiping kids and family. We're worshiping everything but the Almighty God, who told us that all things, earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all days as well therein. So this is a serious, serious, serious issue that we cannot ignore anymore. We have to repent now. And what we got to do right now is repent now, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I mean, we have to change the way we think. We have to change the way we live. We have to change the way we process information, because we know that the information that we have been processed by way of entertainment is sent by way to brainwash and distract and deter us from what God has for us. I don't really know any clear way to break that down. I pray that you get that down in your spirit and in your heart. But we're going to combat it, man. We got to fight for the youth, because the youth is the future. And they're attacking directly the youth. They're brainwashing the youth with Satanism instead of Christ,
Jesus.
Said it best right there. Ain't nothing else to say. That's Jesus, partner. Get to these scriptures. Where
all right. Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and jump into it, man. Psalms. I think we got like four more minutes live, but we're going to continue in the archive, man. We're going to get it. As many scriptures as we can, but we always encourage everybody to get into the whole Word of God for yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? Look for the truth, and God will reveal that thing to you. You know what I'm saying? Stay in it. You know what I mean? Whether you understand it or not, lean not to your own understanding, but God will guide you. You know what I'm saying? For sure, man. All right. Psalms 111, man. Let's go ahead and read this stuff, man. This is talking about praise to God for his faithfulness and his justice. He's the one that don't ever change. Y'all see the government can't even stand on its own. Uh-oh. Look at the government all falling down and crumbling, and they fighting each other. This is praise to God for his faithfulness. Right.
They ain't all going.
Right. Them men. Them just human beings. You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly.
Not be afraid of another human being, man. You know what I'm saying? And God, what Christ said, I'll show you who to fear. We about to read about him right now. We'll show you who to fear over here.
Created greater than the creator. Come on, man.
That's right. Praise to God for his faithfulness and justice. This Psalm 111, it says, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Go ahead and do that. You know what I'm saying? I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. Don't be half-hearted with this thing. Or even, they don't even say with my mind. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, man. Yeah, with your heart. In the assembly of the upright and in the congregation, the works of the Lord are great, and they are studied by all who have pleasure in them, not people that try to go and disprove that God is not real, but this says the works of the Lord are great. They are studied by all who have pleasure in them. Everybody who want to know, okay, let me, who want to have faith in God, who want to know the spectacular, the extravagance of God, should I say. You know what I'm saying? Verse 3, Psalms 111 says, his work is honorable and is glorious. What he do is honorable and glorious. His righteousness endures forever. What I say, he's still standing, ain't it? The whole country falling and crumbling. You know what I'm saying? But God's still standing, and he's raising his people up. What? He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious, and he's full of compassion. He has given food to those who fear him, those who reverence him, those who fear him. Yeah, he's our provider. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. The covenant was made way before we started walking on this earth right now. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has declared to his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations, the works of his hands, and verity and justice. Those are the works of his hands, verity and justice. All his precepts, the way that God does things, the way that he sees things, the way that he sees, all his precepts are sure. They ain't going to never change. Verse 8 says they stand fast forever. See what I'm saying? They stand fast forever and ever and ever, ever and ever, ever. And they are done, yes, sir, forever. And they are done in truth and in uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. Mm-hmm. His name. The fear of the Lord, the reverence of the Lord, is the beginning of wisdom. The honor of the Lord, that's the beginning of wisdom right there. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Psalm 111, verse 10. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments, who do what his words say. Don't just hear it. A good understanding has out. They go to wisdom and understanding. Verse 10, right there, so plain and simple. Psalm 111, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. You know what I'm talking about? No matter how many folks try to steal it or whatever, his praise endures forever. Go ahead, young G. I'm gonna push place 2 minutes right quick. We'll have you before we get into the scripture, cuz.
And you already know what it is, man. Like you say, man. Verse 3, Psalm 111, man. It say his, in my text, it say what he does is glorious and splendid, and his goodness continues forever. His goodness continues forever. In verse 4, it's talking about his miracles are unforgettable, and that the Lord is kind and merciful. That's that compassion. I mean, he's merciful. He's compassionate. But, I mean, we look around in the world. The society we live in is not merciful. It's not compassionate. It's not forgiving. It's all about judging, condemning. Those are direct contradictions to the spirit in which we are supposed to be living in. But this is the cry out, because Father God, you look, he sees, he hears, and he knows. But he's equipped us with everything we need to be straight. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
He's equipped us with that same anointing, that same Holy Spirit that he equipped Jesus Christ with, that same Holy Spirit and the anointing that he equipped the apostles, formerly known as disciples, that matured and graduated into the apostles that were known as the people who turned the world upside down or upside right, that we say.
That's what time it is, too. Time to get back to it. Hey, so, young G, since you got your sword out, man, hey, could you jump in John for me, man? John chapter number 14, bro. Starting at verse 23. Well, hold on to it. John chapter number 14. We're going to start at verse 23. We're going to skip around a little bit, but just start at verse 23, John 14. Hold on. Before we get to that, though, we're going to go ahead and jump into Psalm 112, man. You know what I mean? Still talking about praising God, you know what I mean? In the blessed state of the righteous, not the wicked, the blessed state of the righteous ones, not the wicked ones. The righteous ones are the ones that are living in a blessed state of mind, regardless. You know what I'm saying? All right. Psalms 112 says, praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord. See that? You blessed just because you reverence God, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Look at verse 3. Wealth and riches. See, y'all didn't thank God, but y'all just thought God was just, what? He wants you poor, what? He said wealth and riches will be in his house, the one that reverences God, because God owns the whole earth. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you were born into poverty, and that was a season in your life. But he's telling you right here, wealth and riches is going to be in your house because you delight greatly in his commandments. You are the one that fear God. You know what I'm saying? Plus, Jesus already told you, you got a mansion in his father's house. That's what he told. In his father's house are many mansions. You see what I'm saying? So even his wealth and riches on the earth, ain't even compared and ain't even to be limited to what God will give you, because it says it's his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You know what I mean? That means you won't be missing nothing. I mean, you could walk around wealthy right now without riches. You know what I'm saying? And when the riches come, you'll know how to handle those. Be generous. You know what I'm talking about? But so verse 4 says, unto the upright there arises light in darkness. We see the light that's in the darkness because we're upright with God. Not nothing we did but accept Jesus the Christ. He is gracious and full of compassion. There it is again. That's what Genesis keep pointing out. There it is. That's what the Holy Spirit want to keep pointing out. He's full of compassion. He's not full of wrath. He got wrath, but he's full of compassion, though. But he's tired of people taking his compassion for weakness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously. There it is. And lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely you will never be shaken. Never be shaken. Sure foundation. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. That's right. Verse 7, Psalms 112 says, he will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Come with me. I'm still trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish, but only what you do for Christ will last. Yeah. Young G, we ready for that. John chapter number 14. Read verse number 23 and 24, bro, and then give me 26 through 28.
You already know what it is. Jesus answered. Jesus answered.
Who answered, man? Who answered, man?
J-E-S-U-A. Jesus.
Yes, sir.
The Christ. Not just any Jesus, but the Christ, the anointed one.
That's right.
It wasn't. Jesus was the name above all names. Jesus was the name that was given to him. But the qualification that was given to him was the Christ, the anointed one.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So the anointed one speaks and he answers. He says, "If my people love me, this is now." Now I'm reading from the English text, so we want to make sure that every mind can understand this. But the Christ answered. The anointed one answered. If people love me, they will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them.
Yes.
Verse 24, those who do not love me do not obey my teaching. This teaching that you hear is not really mine. It is from my Father who sent me. Like I said,
the anointed one
always gave the credit to where the credit was due, but what he said right quick, went upside their head with this. He said, if people love me, then they will follow my teaching. He didn't say, if my people love me, they will go against my teachings because they fear man. But down here we follow man's doctrine and teaching, but we don't follow Christ's teaching. And Christ taught the word of God because he said it's ain't mine. It's my Father.
Right.
You said verse 26 through 28, right?
Yes, sir.
Verse 26 says this right here. Verse 25, I gotta give you that too. You know what I mean?
Cool.
He says, Jesus says, I have told you all these things while I am with you. All these things while I'm with you. Because I'm prepping you. Because there's a climax of events about to happen. There's a turning point about to take place in this chapter that of my life is what Jesus was telling me. He said, in this chapter of my life, I'm about to go somewhere where you can't necessarily go with me yet, because you haven't been prepared. You have to go through a process, and you have to go through a work, and you have to do a ministry just as I've done. But don't even trip, though, because I showed you this ministry. I did it before you. So the same very thing that I do, so shall you also do even greater. But right quick, there's about to be a change of events. Verse 26 says this, but the helper, the comforter, will teach you everything and will cause you to remember all that I told you. Wait a minute. Whoa. Christ understood that us and our simple mind, we as people, we as humans, the only race that I believe in, human race, we as people don't have the capacity to remember all of his teachings. So he sent us a helper. The Holy Spirit is what brings up to our remembrance the word of God in those needful times when he said, take no thought for what you're going to say when you brought before him, because in that hour I'm going to give you what you're going to say. It's because that Holy Spirit restores that information. And when it's time to activate, it wakes it up. You understand what I'm saying? And verse 20, it says the helper will teach you everything and will cause you to remember all that I told you. And the helper is the Holy Spirit. Wait, the helper, the comforter, the Holy Spirit. Wait a minute, didn't we just say in the beginning of this broadcast that God said, look, man, hey, you will be forgiven for every sin. You can sin against God, you can sin against the name of Jesus, but you can't touch the Holy Spirit. You can't blaspheme against the Holy Spirit. You can't disrespect, in other words. You can't disrespect. You can't say whatever you want to say. You can't refer to or use whatever metaphor you want to about the Holy Spirit. Because the helper is the Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name. So the Holy Spirit represents the name of Jesus, boy.
That's right.
The Holy Spirit.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The God sent the Holy Spirit of Jesus. So how are you going to directly disrespect the Holy Spirit that came in the name of Jesus? That's a triple threat. That's a triple threat, because you disrespecting the name of Jesus, you are in fact disrespecting the Holy Spirit. You are God keeps talking about knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Let me give you some understanding. Disrespecting the name of Jesus directly blasphemes and disrespects the name of the Holy Spirit, because right here in John chapter 14, verse 26.
Jesus himself, Christ, the anointed one himself, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Prince of Peace himself, just told us that this helper is the Holy Spirit who the Father will send in my name. Verse 27 says, I leave you peace. My peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world does. So don't let your heart be troubled or afraid. Mm-hmm. Let not your heart be troubled. Verse 28 says, you heard me say to you, I am going, but I'm coming back to you. If you love me, again, you should be happy that I'm going back to the Father because he is greater than I am.
Ooh, hallelujah.
What he said? Oh, man. He said, if you love me, you'll be happy for me because I'm going to the one that's greater than me. But don't trip, though, because I'm going to leave you something. I'm going to leave you something right quick, my dog. Don't even trip, young homie.
That's right.
Don't even trip, young sister, young brother. Don't even trip, father or mother that's going through that struggle, that's going through that loss of family, that's going through that court case, huh? That's going through that addiction, that's going through that persecution, huh? That's going through that antagonism or that racism on the job, huh? That one that's being manipulated and lied to by the system. Don't worry, man. Fret not, man. Let not your heart be troubled. Big brother Jesus said, don't even worry about it. Don't even trip. Because God's sending you a Holy Spirit, a comforter, and a helper. So that's where your comfort going to be at when you're going through a thing and you really can't see that and you don't know where the attack going to be at. Huh? You got to let him know. It's the Holy Spirit.
Man, not only did he say don't trip, he also said rejoice. You know what I'm saying? Rejoice in that thing,
that's
man. Because let's go ahead and jump into 15, chapter 15, verse 1, say, I am the true vine. It's still Jesus speaking.
Whoa.
I am the true vine.
Yes, sir.
My Father is the vine dresser. Every
vine
branch,
dresser.
We are the branches. We are the branches. We are the branches. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. His Father does. And every branch
true.
That bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. We must be bearing some fruit because he ain't took us away. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 3.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
John 15
you,
says, you are already clean because of the word. See that, Genesis? There you go. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you, what Jesus said. You believe the word. That make you clean. See, we be tripping. We think we can help God out. He say you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you, and you believe it. That makes you clean. What it say here, boy.
Come on, man. You disrespect the word of God. You disrespect Jesus. You disrespect Jesus. You disrespect the Holy Spirit. You disrespect the Holy Spirit. You disrespect God. Come on, man. What's wrong with these boys?
Yeah, they're going to learn. They're going to learn, man, because we ain't playing with them. We putting this up in the atmosphere to the devil. You know what I'm talking about? For our God, though. You know what I'm talking about? For our God.
The real OG. What did I say? Hey, these other niggas is copycats. Boy, these is G's. Huh?
That's right.
The anointing is real. Huh?
That's right.
Father,
that's right.
Son, and the Holy Spirit. Boy, these is G's. These other niggas is copycats. You don't want it with the original God, the real OG,
huh? That's
right.
Hallelujah.
You don't want it with the prototype, the original Dundada. Huh? Come on, man.
They acting up with this already defeated foe. And you think he powerful? He offered Jesus the kingdoms of the world. He ain't did nothing no different except for offer you less than the kingdoms. He offered Jesus the kingdoms and showed him all their glory in a moment of time. And you know he ain't even got to show them. All he got to do is just tell them, I'm going to give you fortune and fame. Everybody say your name and I'll give you $1 million, $1 billion.
Yeah.
And they say, okay,
but
here you go, have my soul.
Bro. But they keep forgetting, bro, that the earth that Satan is giving them belongs to the Lord. So
that's
guess
right.
What? What you going to do
that's
when
right.
The owner of that come back and say, hey, come here, boy.
That's right.
You stole that. You didn't come in through the door. You came in through the window.
Mm-hmm.
You came in like a thief, partner. Guess what? Give me
that's
mine.
Right.
Give me that back,
right.
Boy. I didn't give you
that. That's the thing.
That's the thing. He said, this has been given to me,
that.
And I give it to who I want to give it to. Because, you know, you got to think, who the one that gave it to him then? You know what I'm saying? The devil said that to Christ.
Exactly.
It's been given to me, and I give it to who I want to give. Well, who gave it to you then? You know what I'm talking about? That's going to be the end of this topic right here today, man. We got to go, man. We'll be back.
Selling their soul, boy, for materialistic wealth that wouldn't heal. Yeah.
All right. Be back next Saturday,
that's
man.
Foolish.